After cooperation and collaboration with the NFL, the decision has been made to change the surface that we play on here at NRG Stadium from the natural grass trace system to an artificial surface. Our players have always enjoyed playing on natural grass here, and I think if you ask them, they would tell you to a man that they prefer to play on natural grass versus an artificial surface. But it's our responsibility, both at the club level as well as the league level, to protect players from unnecessary risk. And so the decision was made in that, in the interest of that. We'll install an AstroTurf surface very similar to the surface that S&G has here. We will use S&G's officials, the NFL officials, AstroTurf officials, to make sure that we install a quality field. And we will play on that for the remainder of the 2015 season. And in conjunction with that, we're hopeful that we can get with the Convention Corporation and SMG and find a solution for the trace system to ensure that we can return to a natural surface moving forward. Any questions?
Can you talk about what precipitated this, what created y'all, your decision now?
Well, the installation and the performance of the field in the two preseason games, Mark, particularly last week in the first regular season game, was just not up to historical standards. Our field here at NRG Stadium has tested very well in the past, and we have always been, you know, there's a perception, I think a misconception, that because of the nature of the way that the field is put together on the trace system, that when you see a seam, it's unevenness, and that just has not been the case historically. And the field, you know, I'm on the competition committee, as you know, and so we watch and really evaluate every injury over the course of a season in the course of our meetings. And so we've studied all those stats. And what I will tell you is, relative to lower extremity injuries, the injury rate per 100 injuries across the league, when you measure that, grass to artificial surfaces, obviously grass is a little safer. But even our field, relative to other grass fields over the years, has tested consistently lower, even from an injury rate standpoint. So we've been very proud of this field and very comfortable with it. And like I said, our players enjoy playing on it. That has not been the case this year. And so what we need to do is make sure that we find more consistency like we have had historically, and so that's the reason why we're doing it.
Mm-hmm. What's changed, right?
I don't know, Dale. I'm not an expert in that regard. I will say to you that we you know, it could be the condition of the trays. It could be the installation process. It could be the nursery area where we're storing the field. It could be the weather. I'm not so sure and what the reason is, but I can tell you that we weren't necessarily confident that it would improve. And so that's the reason why we're making the decision.
When did you first start contemplating
this? After the game last week.
Okay. I mean, obviously, it's a constant subject.
Yeah, and again, I think a lot of that has to do with perception. I don't know if that's necessarily reality. In fact, I will tell you, with the science that we know and our players, it is not reality. It's just a perception. But and certainly we want the best for our players, and that's what we, all of our decisions are predicated on doing the best for our players, and again, protecting them from unnecessary risk and doing everything that we can do to win, and that's why we made the decision. It is. It is. But again, we have an artificial surface that's current, and it'll be some form of that, some upgraded form of that. And no, it'll be some version of that.
Can you estimate on the cost? I apologize, I'm not too smart at this point. Estimate on the cost, and also when you saw some reports that the Chiefs were unhappy, did they express that to you all when they were at the?
Yeah, I mean, we are aware over the years of whatever, you know, whether it's the public perception that Dale alluded to, or whether it is a club that comes in and they have an opinion about the condition of the field. And yes, the Kansas City Chiefs organization expressed some concern last week. But what I will tell you is, again, historically speaking, the perception hasn't been the reality. And what I will say to you is, as it relates to the field, This year and last week in particular, it was a little bit more uneven than normal, okay? And a little bit of a discoloration, and just didn't perform at the level that it has done historically. And so rather than, continue to play on the surface, we decided let's put the brakes on, let's go to an artificial surface, let's get with the county, let's get with SMG, let's figure out a solution for our trace system so that we can get back to a high-performing product.
Rick, he asked you about the system that's used for high school games here and colleges. You were saying it'll be something similar to that, but an upgraded version.
That's correct. I don't want to get into the cost of it. I will say this to you. I know that there's some innuendo out there that the decision to play on grass versus artificial turf was in some way related to cost. And what I will tell you is that is not the case at all. Okay. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.